9 minutes past seven. Last week, hundreds of seabirds were found dead or dying on eastern shorelines, ranging from St. Schatz all the way up to Salvage. Here's what one caller had to say about it.
Yeah, Jeff Cahooley. Listen to your show all the time, every morning, of course, and it's an excellent show. And I wanted to comment on those dead MERS that washed up on the beaches here in the Witless Bay area and on the Conception Bay area and down on the Southern Avalon. And now it's been proven by the scientists. I think the study showed that those birds died from starvation. Now, this is where you're hardly going to investigate it, is to check into things, is because is the 50,000 metric tons of capelin taken out of the water each year part of the reason why those turs, those MERS, turs we call them, have starved to death? And now, with those fish farms been set up in Fortune Bay by different companies, like for rearing salmon and cod or whatever, is DFO now going to, if they increase the quota of capelin, like to for the fish farms to give food for the fish or whatever's up there, will that also increase the mortality of starvation for fish-eating birds, like such as turs and other birds on the ocean? So there's a lot to this, and I think it's a good story for CBC, for yourself, to get a hold of Dr. Montevecchi from Memorial University and get his comment on it. But, and also put a blunt question to those people about the amount of capelin been taken out of the ocean and its effect on seabirds.
All right, some good questions there. Joining me now on the line live is Bill Montevecchi. He's a research professor at Memorial University. Good morning.
Morning, Jeff.
You listened in on part of that call that we got. What do you think? Is the fishing of capelin and the amount that we take a possible reason for the starving of turs?
Jeff, I don't think so, but I just want to say, just to start it off, I think it's really great to get calls like that because people are vigilant and because they're thinking about it. And I just would want to say, yeah, we have concerns myself and other biologists about the capelin fishery in the first instance, and we certainly have to be vigilant about that. In this particular case, it looks to be from the evidence from Hugh Whitney from Canadian Wildlife Service that indeed the birds did starve, and then the question is, well, what can that tell us? And again, we have to speculate a bit, but this particular bird, this is the thick-billed MER, the Arctic one. It's different from our common MER, and one difference between them, besides lots of other things in their biology, is this particular bird, the thick-billed MER, tends to eat more crustacean, which would be things like krill or shrimp or amphipods. And so it's probably, if it was a capelin signal that we were seeing with a starvation, we would expect to see common MERS as well showing up on the beaches, but we're not. You know, we're finding the one species that tends to have a more varied diet than just the common MER that's pretty much a capelin specialist.
Okay. Tell me a little bit more about these birds and what they might normally be doing at this time of year.
Well, a lot of them clearly are moving up to the Arctic. These are Arctic birds. There was one band that was picked up in Holyrood, and it was a bird from Coates Island in the Canadian Arctic. So, it was a young bird too. And I was talking yesterday with Greg Robertson of the Canadian Wildlife Service, and it appears that there's a predominance of young birds in the sample, and also a bit curiously, a bit of a predominance of females in the sample. And so one thing that might be happening now, I mean, young birds are always going to be the ones that just don't know how to, you know, negotiate the ocean as well as the older birds. But the other possibility is that those males are just moving north a little bit sooner than the females and then the immature birds, and that's what we're seeing on the beaches. So right now they're moving north. But one other qualifier, Jeff, I think we really want to think about. The last I heard was 200 birds. Mm-hmm. But we do want to realize that those birds essentially disappeared, that I can tell, like on about the 9th of April, 8th and 9th, when that sea ice got blown back out to sea. So that 200 of those few 200, in my mind, that happened to blow in and get jammed in Conception Bay, I mean, there's most likely a lot more dead birds offshore that we're just not seeing.
Yeah, it just, I guess, seemed to a lot of people a bit of a stretch to believe that there wasn't enough food in the ocean to feed them.
Yeah, and Bruce McTavish had what I thought was a really compelling kind of explanation. We have had northerly winds for the last few days before this precipitated on 6 and 7 April. So if these birds were moving north, that ice that's jamming up all our sealers was jamming in all along the coast. It's possible these birds were beating it into that wind, and again, it seems, difficult for me too, but it seems to be the best hypothesis on the table. They just couldn't, they were running out of energy. The critical envelope here for these birds is they probably got 3 to 5 days during which they have to, they have to feed. After that, they're so weakened that this is the result. So they're always living like that, just kind of on the edge, completely in the present, trying to find food in a, a big ocean.
I guess just a final thought from you. In your experience, have you seen this kind of numbers of birds like this, especially thick-billed MERS, die like this at this time of year before?
No, Jeff, and that to me too is what made it curious. I mean, we certainly had ice before, and maybe it's that combination of ice and wind that really, put the circumstances together to drive this like that. But yeah, I mean, you can remember in '91. I mean, we had ice down to Cape Race at this time of year, and we didn't see anything like that then. So, but again, maybe it was some other circumstances. But again, just that question, and the question that the caller raised and other people are raising, I think is real important. We had a call yesterday of dead MERS in Bonavista. So I think it's real important, sealers, people on the water, if they see anything, definitely to, report in Canadian Wildlife Service, Hugh Whitney, Provincial Vet.
Okay. Appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Okay, Jeff. All the best.
You too. Bye. Bill Monavecchi, research professor at Memorial University. Seventeen minutes past seven.